Hi, this is Lawrence, Development Manager at Fabrica, with what I'm hoping is the first of a series of audio booths about our next exhibition, which opens on July the 10th, hoping to give you a bit of background information about what's going on. I'm sitting here with Jonathan Swain, who is Project Manager for the show, and he's going to tell you a little bit about it. So I'm passing you over to Jonathan.
Hello, Lawrence. It's Jonathan, and we're producing The Elephant Bed by John Grady, which is going to be a large-scale sculpture, which is based in the gallery. He's making it in the gallery the first 2 weeks of July. It starts to the sent to the public on the 11th of July, so it isn't quite 2 weeks. John Grady is from Seattle. He's quite a well-known sculptor in the United States. He produces large-scale sculptures that are usually triggered by his explorations of vast landscapes. He really enjoys walking, he enjoys travelling across the landscape, and he sees that as a source of inspiration. He produces very beautiful drawings of these and equally beautiful sculptures. He was inspired when he came to Brighton over Christmas. He was inspired by the white cliffs all around us. Not necessarily the white cliffs of Dover, more like the white cliffs of Rottingdean. But he was inspired by them, and he also was intrigued by these algae, invisible algae called coccolithophores. Coccolithophores are millions of them live just below the surface of all oceans. And when they die, they sink to the bottom of the ocean and form chalk. So over millions of years, you get this layer of chalk. And Brighton itself is sat upon a layer of, or a mixture of chalk and shale. And that is known, well, in the industry, we all call it the elephant bed. I've never heard of it before, but it sounds fantastic. And let's use that's a good title for an exhibition. We need a catchy title. So that's coming up July the 11th. It will start.
Thanks, Jonathan. That's great. I'm going to sign off now, and we'll be back soon with another audio boot about the elephant bed. Cheers.